reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another new weekly edition of PDGA Radio, where we have one major tournament just completed this past weekend in California, and another big one coming up this weekend in Iowa. On this week's edition of PDGA Radio, we'll run down the results from the U.S. Masters, as well as all sorts of other disc golf tournaments that were completed this past weekend. I'll also preview the U.S. Women's Championships and the rest of this upcoming weekend's PDGA Tour schedule, and get you your weekly dose of disc golf news and information, all coming your way next, right here on your only weekly source for disc golf news and information. This is PDGA Radio.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA Course Directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
The 2009 U.S. Masters Disc Golf Championships were held this past Friday through Sunday, September 11th through the 13th, at La Mirada Regional Park in Los Angeles County, California. With the two regular courses converted into the Golden State layout, it played a par 69 10,000-foot-plus monster course, testing all the players over three rounds. The Pro Masters division came down to the final round, with only three throws separating four men on the lead card. They were Jim Oates, Mike Raley, Jim Hagen, and Steve Weiskup, each in position to take home the winner's check and trophy, and each had a share of the lead at one time or another during that final round on Sunday. But in the end, it was California's own Jim Oates surviving at the top with a two-throw lead over the runner-up Steve Weiskup, with Jim Hagen, Mike Raley, and Roger Kanzler rounding out the top five. Kerry Berlegar led wire-to-wire to take her second consecutive Masters Championship for the women, with the final margin being 20 throws over fellow Californian Annie Kremmel. Other U.S. Masters champions crowned this past weekend were Greg Hosfeld in Grandmasters, Dave Dunipace in Senior Grandmasters, and also for the amateurs, it was Bert Cotton in Advanced Masters and Paul Wright in Advanced Grandmasters. But perhaps the most significant event of the weekend was the revelation that the tournament will, from this year forward, be called the Tim Solinsky U.S. Masters Championship, in honor and memory of the recently passed Disc Golf Hall of Fame member who was the guiding force and director of the event since its inception. The championships will also move to Augusta, Georgia in 2010 and possibly begin a rotation around the country years after that to help honor Tim and give more players a chance to play in this PDGA major event. Now on to results from elsewhere on that PDGA Tour, where we'll begin in Pennsylvania for the Eric Yetter Champions Cup, where after four rounds it was Steve Brinster winning by five throws over the reigning world champion Avery Jenkins. Joe Mila was third, followed by Mike Moser and Nicola Castro. Valerie Jenkins battled all weekend with Kristen Weidel before finally getting a slim one-throw win for the women's trophy. Jim Myers won in Masters over Bob Cannon by seven, and Keith McCormick won for the amateurs in Advanced. On to Colorado for their state championships, which was won by a Minnesotan, as Kayla Visca edges on Paul Ulibarri to win the title. In Masters, it was Rob Ryan getting the win, and in Advanced, they saw J.C. Kester IV win by two over Peter Gibbons. Steve Lloyd won the Gem State Championships in Boise, Idaho. Ken Franks won the South Dakota State Championships. Jay Pontier won the North Carolina Championships. And in Michigan, Larry LeBond won the Kalamazoo title on Saturday. And nearby, Rick Kramer won the Battle Creek title on Sunday. We also find Dutch Napier winning in Indiana. Jay Redding wins the Frontier Open in Kansas. Mike Wirth wins in Washington. Leland O'Driscoll wins in Oregon. Scott Bertard wins in Wisconsin. Eric McCabe, Matt Hall, and Mike Olse all get wins in Texas. Dakota Hatfield backs up his win at the Southern Nationals with a 6th-throw win at the Twisted Flyer on Saturday, and a 10th-throw win Sunday, again in Oklahoma. Brad Smith and John Bentling both win in Michigan. Eric Vandenberg wins in Toronto. Brad Hammack wins in Georgia. Brad Siegert wins in Illinois. Luke Monier wins in Alaska. Tyler Horn in Ohio. Christian Olsen in Minnesota. And H.B. Clark gets wins in both Kentucky and Tennessee. You are listening to PDGA Radio. More disc golf news and information, including this weekend's tournament schedule, is coming up after this brief message from the PDGA. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IBGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. This upcoming weekend of September 18th through the 20th brings with it another PDGA major tournament, this one being for the women in Quad City, Iowa and Illinois, as they'll host the 2009 U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships. Many of the country's top players will be in attendance vying for that 2009 U.S. Women's title, including Des Redding, Valerie Jenkins, Liz Carr, Liz Lopez, and Sarah Stanhope, among others. Last year's winner was Angela Chigfry, who is not listed on the list of pre-registered players. Also, a pair of A-tiers are on the schedule for this weekend, one in Augusta, Georgia. There, Dave Feldberg, Cameron Todd, and others are expected to battle it out at the Augusta Classic. And also in Maryland, they'll have the Patapsco Picnic, with Avery Jenkins, Nicola Castro, Jeff Bennett, Brian Schweberger among the field of competitors. And other events this weekend include the Florida State Championships, the Southern Idaho Championships, and more than 24 other disc golf tournaments throughout the country, including ones in Connecticut and Nebraska. The PDGA will also sanction events internationally in the United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, and another pair of events in Sweden. Now for some news out of the PDGA office, where the Board of Directors are holding their annual Fall Summit meetings at the International Disc Golf Center, wrapping up on Friday the 18th. The Fall Summit typically is a planning meeting for the next calendar year, planning a budget and discussing other hot topics. This year's agenda includes talks on the disciplinary policy and player code of conduct, a budget presentation, and summaries of the organization's business so far this year. The full agenda, along with minutes of prior meetings, can all be easily found online from PDGA.com. A reminder that in addition to their monthly teleconferences, the elected board members meet face-to-face twice each year in the spring and fall for the summit meetings, where the latest disc golf issues are discussed. The summit meetings are open to all PDGA members, and their presence and input is appreciated. Another one of those topics that will be discussed at the summit is a new member initiative announced recently. It creates a new level of PDGA membership called a supporting member. Now, tournament directors will hand out a postcard to each non-member who plays in their event and pays the $10 non-member fee. That card will explain how to officially sign up for their supporting membership. The new supporting member would then get a personalized mini marker and PDGA rulebook, as well as a permanent membership number. Supporting members will continue to pay the $10 non-member fee at any more sanctioned events they play until they become a full member. However, the PDGA will track and update their stats while they decide. This will also help determine which divisions they should play in. Supporting members will be given the opportunity to upgrade to that full membership at a discounted rate. More information about the supporting memberships, or see if you already qualify, visit PDGA.com or contact Eddie Isbell at the PDGA office. While on PDGA.com, also make sure to check out some new features for the online course directory. The new directory utilizes the functionality of Drupal and has restored the Google Map functionality of the old directory with many other enhancements, as well as including the ability to upload course photos, course maps, and the ability for users to rate and review any of the more than 3,000 registered disc golf courses throughout the world. You are listening to PDGA Radio. This is for September 16th, 2009. More disc golf news right around the corner, including a young man building a disc golf course and earning a valuable honor for doing it. That and more after this brief message from the PDGA.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Now for the news on the creation of some more disc golf courses throughout the United States, first in South Carolina. From an article written by Anna Simon of the Greenville News, she wrote that family disc golf outings blossomed into an Eagle Scout project for a local high school sophomore who is now designing and building a disc golf course at Clemson Park. 15-year-old Nathan DeVol has friends living near Clemson's Mountain View Park and decided that would be a good location for a new disc golf course and his Eagle Scout project. Soon after that idea, his scoutmaster contacted the city, got approval for the course and the project. DeVol then used a GPS system to map the park area, gathering ideas from other area courses, and started to work on the course's design and construction with the hopes of having it done by the end of the school year in the spring. Steve Figueroa, the city parks and recreation director, said, "It's an attractive amenity to one of the parks and should be well utilized. The 34-acre park is a favorable setting for disc golf and will give the public a wholesome activity to enjoy there." And now finally, we're in Henderson, Kentucky, where H.B. Clark has been hard at work completing the back nine holes of its Atkinson Park disc golf course, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony will be scheduled for that later this month, September 24th, at the course. The now 18-hole course has an overall distance of 5,928 feet, listed at par 60. That has been this week's edition of PDGA Radio for September 16th, 2009. Once again, I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, reminding you that if you have any story ideas or other comments about PDGA Radio, please don't hesitate. Send me an email. It's pdgaradio@pdga.com. Very easy. Until next week, may the crisp autumn air still entice you to keep on playing the great game of disc golf, even despite the ever-increasing display of that sunlight we all enjoy.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.